My name is Paula Meehan, and I'm reading an extract from Anna Akhmatova's poem Requiem, translated by Richard McCain. The hour of remembrance has drawn close again. I see you, hear you, feel you, the one they could hardly get to the window, the one who no longer walks on this earth, the one who shook her beautiful head and said, coming here is like coming home. I would like to name them all, but they took away the list and there's no way of finding them. For them I have woven a wide shroud from the humble words I heard among them. I remember them always, everywhere. I will never forget them, whatever comes. Ciarán Carson's poem, Fear. I fear the vast dimensions of eternity. I fear the gap between the platform and the train. I fear the onset of a murderous campaign. I fear the palpitations caused by too much tea. I fear the drawn pistol of a rapparee. I fear the books will not survive the acid rain. I fear the ruler and the blackboard and the cane. I fear the jabberwock, whatever it might be. I fear the bad decisions of a referee. I fear the only recourse is to plead insane. I fear the implications of a lawyer's fee. I fear the gremlins that have colonized my brain. I fear to read the small print of the guarantee. And what else do I fear? Let me begin again. When You Are Old by W.B. Yeats. When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true, but one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars.
Distances by Philippe Jacotet. Swifts turn in the heights of the air, higher still turn the invisible stars. When day withdraws to the ends of the earth, their fires shine on a dark expanse of sand. We live in a world of motion and distance. The heart flies from tree to bird to distant star to love, and love grows in the quiet house, turning and working, servant of thought, a lamp held in one hand. The Exiles by Ian Crichton Smith. The many ships that left our country with white wings for Canada, they are like handkerchiefs in our memories, and the brine like tears, and in their masts sailors singing like birds on branches. That sea of May running in such blue, a moon at night, a sun at daytime, and the moon like a yellow fruit, like a plate on a wall, to which they raise their hands, like a silver magnet with piercing rays, streaming into the heart. Loving the Rituals by Paladas. Loving the rituals that keep men close, nature created means for friends apart. Pen, paper, ink, the alphabet, signs for the distant and disconsolate heart. A Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns. Oh, my love's like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love's like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till a' the seas gang dry. Till a' the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands o' life shall run. And fare thee weel, my only love, and fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 mile. Green, the Land of My Poem by Mahmoud Darwish. Green, the land of my poem is green and high. Slowly, I tell it slowly with the grace of a seagull riding the waves on the book of water. I bequeath it written down to the one who asks, to whom shall we sing when salt poisons the dew? Green, I write it on prose of wheat in the book of fields, stalks bending with our weight. Whenever I befriended or became a brother to an ear of wheat, annihilation and its opposite taught me survival. I am the grain that died and became green again. There is something of life in death. Boy with Orange, Out of Kosovo by Lottie Kramer. A boy holding an orange in his hands has crossed the border in uncertainty. He stands there, stares with marble eyes at scenes too disconsolate for him to comprehend. Now, in this globe, he's clutching something safe, a round assurance and a promised joy no one shall take away. He cannot smile. Behind him are the stones of babyhood. Soon he will find a hand, perhaps, to hold, or a kind face, some comfort for a while. And Now Goodbye by Yaroslav Seifert. Poetry is with us from the start, like loving, like hunger, like the plague, like war. At times my verses were embarrassingly foolish, but I make no excuse. I believe that seeking beautiful words is better than killing and murdering.
Piano by D.H. Lawrence. Softly, in the dusk, a woman is singing to me, taking me back down the vista of years till I see a child sitting under the piano in the boom of the tingling strings and pressing the small, poised feet of a mother who smiles as she sings. In spite of myself, the insidious mastery of song betrays me back till the heart of me weeps to belong to the old Sunday evenings at home, with winter outside and hymns in the cosy parlour, the tinkling piano our guide. So now it is vain for the singer to burst into clamour with the great black piano appassionato. The glamour of childish days is upon me. My manhood is cast down in the flood of remembrance. I weep like a child for the past. Belgrade by Vasco Bubba, translated by Anne Pennington. White bone among the clouds, you rise out of your pyre, out of your ploughed up barrows, out of your scattered ashes. You rise out of your disappearance. The sun keeps you in its golden reliquary, high above the yapping of centuries, and bears you to the marriage of the fourth river of paradise with the 36th river of earth. White bone among the clouds, bone of our bones. What Am I After All? By Walt Whitman. What am I after all but a child, pleased with the sound of my own name, repeating it over and over? I stand apart to hear. It never tires me. To you, your name also. Did you think there was nothing but two or three pronunciations in the sound of your name? Virtue by George Herbert. Sweet day, so cool, so calm, so bright, the bridal of the earth and sky. The dew shall weep thy fall tonight, for thou must die. Sweet rose, whose hue, angry and brave, bids the rash gazer wipe his eye, thy root is ever in its grave, and thou must die. Sweet spring, full of sweet days and roses, a box where sweets compacted lie. My music shows ye have your closes, and all must die. Only a sweet and virtuous soul, like seasoned timber, never gives. But though the whole world turn to coal, then chiefly lives. Epitaph on a Tyrant by W.H. Auden. Perfection of a kind was what he was after, and the poetry he invented was easy to understand. He knew human folly like the back of his hand, and was greatly interested in armies and fleets. When he laughed, respectable senators burst with laughter. And when he cried, the little children died in the streets.
Late Summer Fires by Liz Murray, read by Neil Campbell. The paddocks shave black with a foam of smoke that stays, welling out of red-black wounds. In the white of a drought, this happens. The hard court game. Logs that fume are mostly cattle, inverted, stubby. Tree stumps are kilns, walloped, wiped, hand-pumped. Even this day rolls over slowly. At dusk, a family drives sheep out through the yellow of the Aboriginal flag. Inversnaid by Gerald Manley Hopkins, read by Neil Campbell. This darksome burn, horseback brown, his roll rock high road roaring down. In coop and in comb, the fleece of his foam flutes and low to the lake falls home. A windpuff bonnet of fawn froth turns and twindles over the broth of a pool so pitch black, fell frowning, it rounds and rounds despair to drowning. Degged with dew, dappled with dew, are the groins of the braes that the brook treads through. Wiry heath pack, flinches of fern, and the bead bonny ash that sits over the burn. What would the world be once bereft of wet and of wildness? Let them be left, oh let them be left, wildness and wet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet.
Won't You Celebrate With Me by Lucille Clifton. Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and woman, what did I see to be except myself? I made it up. Here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come, celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed.
Narcissus by Blake Morrison. Thinking the boiler had packed up from lack of oil, I climbed the rusty tank to peer down the hatch. And there I was, bright-faced and young again, in the viscous black pool at the bottom.
Roundel, now welcome summer with thy sunny soft, that has these winter's weathers overshake, and driven away the long night's black, St. Valentine, that art full high aloft, thus singing small fowls for thy sake. Now welcome summer with thy sunny soft, that has these winter's weathers overshake. Well have they cause for to gladden oft, since each of them recovered hath his make. Full blissful may thee sing when they awake. Now welcome summer with thy sunny soft, that has these winter's weathers overshake, and driven away the long night's black. The Visitor. In Spanish, he whispers, there is no time left. It is the sound of scythes arcing in wheat, the ache of some field song in Salvador, the wind along the prison, cautious as Francisco's hands on the inside, touching the walls as he walks. It is his wife's breath slipping into his cell each night while he imagines his hands to be hers. It is a small country. There is nothing one man will not do to another. The Red Cockatoo, sent as a present from Annam, a red cockatoo, colored like the peach tree blossoms, speaking with the speech of men, and they did to it what is always done to the learned and eloquent. They took a cage with stout bars and shut it up inside. Season. Rust is ripeness, rust, and the wilted corn plume. Pollen is mating time, when swallows weave and dance of feathered arrows, thread corn stalks in winged streaks of light. And we love to hear spliced phrases of the wind, to hear rasps in the field, where corn leaves pierce like bamboo slivers. Now garners we, awaiting rust on tassels, draw long shadows from the dusk, wreathe dry thatch into wood smoke, laden stalks ride the germs decay. We await the promise of the rust. Love without hope. Love without hope, as when the young bird catcher swept off his tall hat to the squire's own daughter. So let the imprisoned larks escape and fly, singing about her head as she rode by. Dreams. Here we are all, by day, by night, we are hurled by dreams, each one, into a several world.
I'm Sarah Wong, and I'll be reading Vase by Yang Lian, translated by John Cayley. A word eradicates the world. A feather drifts down. And yet, a bird's nest in each of its fragments preserves the whole.
Days of November 2009. Short days, long shadows. Sun rising low skims the hill. Mending, making good. Days full of outdoor jobs. Folk racing to finish before dark, before winter. Angled light, always on the edge of leaving. These days when every little thing feels urgent, unmissable, when all you want is to hold on to a lit rack of cirrus, the taste of wood smoke catching your throat, a sleek seal slipping back under, the farewell of geese, scribbled in black arrows.
Thread Sons by Paul Ceylon, translated by Michael Hamburger. Thread suns above the gray-black wilderness. A tree, high thought, tunes in to light's pitch. There are still songs to be sung on the other side of mankind. Meeting at Night by Robert Browning. The gray sea and the long black land, and the yellow half-moon large and low, and the startled little waves that leap in fiery ringlets from their sleep. As I gain the cove with pushing prow and quench its speed in the slushy sand. Then a mile of warm, sea-scented beach, three fields to cross till a farm appears. A tap at the pane, the quick, sharp scratch and blue spurt of a lighted match, and a voice less loud through its joys and fears than the two hearts beating each to each. I Am the Song by Charles Causley. I am the song that sings the bird. I am the leaf that grows the land. I am the tide that moves the moon. I am the stream that halts the sand. I am the cloud that drives the storm. I am the earth that lights the sun. I am the fire that strikes the stone. I am the clay that shapes the hand. I am the word that speaks the man.
I'm Linda Anderson, and this is a poem called Song by Elizabeth Bishop. Summer is over upon the sea, the pleasure yacht, the social being that danced on the endless polished floor, stepped and sidestepped like Fred Astaire, is gone, docked somewhere ashore. The friends have left. The sea is bare, that was strewn with floating fresh green weeds. Only the rusty-sided freighters go past the moon's marketless craters, and the stars are the only ships of pleasure. I'm Linda Anderson, and this is a poem entitled Ragwort by Anne Stevenson. They won't let railways alone, those yellow flowers. They're that remorseless joy of dereliction, darkest banks exhale like vivid breath, as bricks divide to let them root between. How every falling place concocts their smile, taking what's left and making a song of it. I'm Linda Anderson, and this is a poem entitled Close, Close All Night by Elizabeth Bishop. Close, close all night, the lovers keep. They turn together in their sleep, close as two pages in a book that read each other in the dark. Each knows all the other knows, learnt by heart from head to toes.
Da capo, by Jane Hirschfield. Take the used up heart like a pebble and throw it far out. Soon there is nothing left. Soon the last ripple exhausts itself in the weeds. Returning home, slice carrots, onions, celery. Glaze them in oil before adding the lentils, water, and herbs. Then the roasted chestnuts, a little pepper, the salt. Finish with goat cheese and parsley. Eat. You may do this, I tell you. It is permitted. Begin again the story of your life. I take into my arms more than I can bear to hold, by Janet Frame. I take into my arms more than I can bear to hold. I am toppled by the world, a creation of ladders, pianos, stairs cut into the rock. A devouring world of teeth where even the common snail eats the heart out of a forest. As you and I do, who are human, at night. Yet still, I take into my arms more than I can bear to hold.
Bata. That first winter alone, the true meaning of all the classroom rhymes that juggled snow and gold, old and cold, acquired new leanings. With reluctance, I accepted the full deafness and odd looks my crowd greetings attracted. But I couldn't quell my deep yearning for contact, warmth, recognition, the shape of my renown on someone's lips. Always the canny youth whose history entailed life on skeletal meal rations during the Sahel drought of 83, I lingered in London guards to carry cases for crocked and senior citizens. Barter for a smile's costless revelry. Tin roof. Wild Hamatan winds whip you, but still you stay. They spit dust all over your gleam and twist your sharp cutting edges. The rains come zinging mud with their own tapping music. Yet you remain my pride, my very own tin roof. To my first white hairs. Hirsute hell chimney spouts. Black thunder throes, confluence of coarse cloud fleeces. My head, sir. Scour brush in bitumen. Pass fossil beyond fingers of light until. Sudden sprung as cornstalk after rain, watered milk weak. As lightning shrunk to an ant's antenna, shriveled off the febrile sight of crickets in the sun. Three white hairs. Frail invaders of the undergrowth interpret time. I view them, wide wisps, vibrant coiled beneath a magnifying glass, milk thread presages of the hoary phase. Weave then, weave or quickly weave your sham veneration. Knit me webs of winter sagehood, nightcap, and the fungoid sequins of a crown. The palm trees at Chigawe. You stood like women in green, proud travelers in Panama hats and Java print. Your milk fruit caused monkeys and shepherds to scramble. Your dry leaves were banners for night fishermen. But now, stunted trees stand still, beheaded, a curious sight for the tourist. Sea Song 1. Come on, sea wash of travel, expose new layers of skin. Come on, calm voice of sea, come and settle on land. Seas tumble wash, change our rags for riches. Come on, tumble wash of sea, clear away the bloody waters. Clear away the bloody waters.
How Do I Love Thee by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
Consider the Grass Growing by Patrick Kavanagh, read by Ian Duhigg. Consider the grass growing as it grew last year and the year before, cool about the ankles like summer rivers when we walked on a May evening through the meadows to watch the mare that was going to foal. Misurathere Anthela, I am Rathere, the poet, translated by Lady Augusta Gregory, read by Ian Duhigg. I am Rathere, the poet, full of hope and love, with eyes without light, with gentleness without misery. Going west on my journey with the light of my heart, weak and tired, to the end of the road. I am now on my back to a wall, playing music to empty pockets. A Collector by Erich Fried, translated by Stuart Hood, read by Ian Duhigg. A collector, the things I found, but they'll scatter them again to the four winds as soon as I am dead. Old gadgets, fossilized plants and shells, books, broken dolls, coloured postcards, and all the words I have found, my incomplete, my unsatisfied words.
I'm Brian O'Connor, and this is Ich Am of Irland, an anonymous poem from the 14th century. I am of Ireland and of the holy land of Ireland. Good sir, pray I thee, for of Saint Charity, come and dance with me in Ireland. I'm Brian O'Connor, and this is Snow by Louis MacNeice. The room was suddenly rich, and the great bay window was spawning snow and pink roses against it, soundlessly collateral and incompatible. World is suddener than we fancy it. World is crazier and more of it than we think, incorrigibly plural. I peel and portion a tangerine and spit the pips and feel the drunkenness of things being various. And the fire flames with a bubbling sound, for world is more spiteful and gay than one supposes, on the tongue, on the eyes, on the ears, in the palms of one's hands, there is more than glass between the snow and the huge roses.
Bowl by Elizabeth Cook, read by Elizabeth Cook. Give me a bowl, wide and shallow, patient to light as a landscape open to the whole weight of a deepening sky. Give me a bowl which turns forever on a curve so gentle a child could bear it, and beasts lap fearless at its low rim. A Dead Statesman by Rudyard Kipling, read by Elizabeth Cook. I could not dig, I dared not rob, therefore I lied to please the mob. Now all my lies are proved untrue, and I must face the men I slew. What tale shall serve me here among mine angry and defrauded young?
A Short Piece of Choral Music by Jonathan Davidson. It's an evening in late March, and in the kitchen I'm listening to a short piece of choral music when my son comes in to fetch himself a bowl of breakfast cereal, which, he tells me, helps with his revision. And another thing, he goes on, I shouldn't worry about him, because he's going to be fine. Exams, work, life, everything is going to be fine. That's a relief, I say to myself. Thanks. Now I can listen to this music, which turns out to be just some fancy noise. Nothing compared with a boy's cheerfulness.
The London Eye. Through my gold-tinted Gucci sunglasses, the sightseers. Big Ben's quarter chime strikes the convoy of number 12 buses that bleeds into the city's monochrome. Through somebody's Zoom lens, me shouting to you, hello, on, bridge, Minster. The aerial view postcard, the man writing squat words like black cabs in rush hour. The South Bank buzzes with a rising treble. You kiss my cheek, formal as a blind date. We enter Cupid's capsule, a thought bubble, where I think space age. You think she was late. Big Ben strikes six. My skin beat blinks, replies 1802. We're moving anti-clockwise.
The Present by Michael Donaghy. For the present, there is just one moon, though every level pond gives back another. But the bright disk shining in the black lagoon, perceived by astrophysicist and lover, is milliseconds old, and even that light's 7 minutes older than its source. And the stars we think we see on moonless nights are long extinguished. And, of course, this very moment, as you read this line, is literally gone before you know it. Forget the here and now. We have no time but this device of wantonness and wit. Make me this present, then, your hand in mine, and we'll live out our lives in it.